Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Hacks Day. And in the month of January, we're trying to give you some tools to help you attack your Bible reading. What exactly should you be doing? What should be going through your head and your heart as you're reading through the Bible, reading your particular passage of Scripture? And so we started off with giving you the tool of SOAP: Scripture, Observation, Application, Prayer. And then last week, Brother Tim here talked to us about the light bulb method, thinking about what stands out, what questions do I have, what direction do I need to go. So, Tim, you have a third one for us today. Your Bible study must be like 2.5 hours long, right?
Well, I don't use every one of them every time, and I do have some that I kind of get stuck on. But the main thing I do when I start to read is I just tell God I need to hear His voice, and it helps me to do that. And once you use some of these tools for a little while, it becomes less of a chore or a learning process, and they get stuck in your head. And so you're thinking this way as you go. So you're training yourself to think a certain way, to discover what God is saying in the Scriptures. And so that's what's been exciting for me is now, you know, some of it is just those questions are second nature.
Yeah, they're habits for you. Whenever you're already processing in that way. All right, so you've got a third one here for us. And what is it?
Well, it's C-O-M-A.
Coma. That's how we pronounce it.
I like to call it the comma method with one M, because I don't like to think about going into a coma when you're studying the Scriptures. This is another one that you can use really easy with the group. Most all of these you can, but this one it's just a little different twist, and sometimes the questions just a little twist on the questions help you think about it a little bit different. But the C in this one stands for context. And so what's different about it is before you ever start or once you kind of start reading your passage, you want to think about where that is in the previous, you know, where you've come from so far. If you're reading through a book of the Bible or a certain particular type of Bible literature, think about the context, what's going on in history and the lives of these people and the characters that are in the story, if they carry over from the last time you read and you're reading through a book. And so that helps to, that really helps, instead of just taking passages, just it's like one-off passages over and over and over again. So I like to read through whole books of the Bible, and this helps with that, just reminding myself where we're at in the story, and then where it may be going from there. That's what we do there. And then like with SOAP, we've got observation. And so we think about, you know, who are the characters in this story? What is happening in their lives? What, how are they developing? What kind of questions did they have? What were the reactions of the first, maybe the first readers of this particular passage? And so it just makes some observations from the passage. What's going on
what's
here?
What's going on?
How are the people in the passage reacting to maybe what's being said? Why are they saying what's being said? Depending on who the writer is, and so and then meaning. There's a lot of different questions, I guess, you could ask yourself, or use it in a group to ask the question of meaning. Is like, what does this mean? It's another way of kind of moving toward the application, And so, this is not just a story to enjoy, but it has a meaning. There's a purpose for it. There was a reason why it was written, and there's a reason why I'm sitting here reading it today. And the meaning is there. But I just want to think about it. I just want to think about it. I had a Bible study with a gentleman one time. We started using some of these tools, and he was an older gentleman, and his Bible looked like it had been worn out. And we did a couple of these Bible studies, and After that, he started saying, you know, you can really get a lot out of the Bible when you start to think about what it says and what it means. And that really struck me, that we can really just rush through things without thinking about the meaning.
And I think, you know, in talking about these different tools, that's one of the main things that it helps us do, is it helps us slow down. And like you said earlier, this is not just a story to be read. This is a story that's to be digested for us to meditate on, because it does have meaning for us. It has the same meaning and it's going to apply maybe differently. But so many times, if it's not just obvious and leaping off the page to us immediately, then we're just done with it. Mm-hmm. We're just like, well, I read it, mm-hmm. and we never slow down. Yeah. And really try to digest what's going on and what is the Lord saying in this passage.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah, that's you hear people say sometimes, I've been reading the Bible, but I'm not getting anything out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a way to approach it where you will get something out of it.
Yeah, and if you don't come to the Bible with tools like this, mm-hmm. you won't get it's right. it's really difficult to get anything mm-hmm. out of
yeah.
it. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, and then the A and the comma. Is application.
Okay.
Application. How am I going to apply this to my life? What am I going to do about it? Is, you know, how do I need to change my thinking or my behavior my attitude, my actions?
Right.
So,
right. Mm-hmm. So, once again, just a simple approach of how to approach the Bible, context, observations, meaning, application. Great questions to ask when you're reading the Bible. So there you go, guys. That's your next tool to put in your tool belt of some simple ways, some ways to help you read the Bible for meaning and understanding. Until next time on Day by Day Hacks.